Yes, it is.
Why not?
That's so funny.
I'm just reading some new dishes. We'll talk to Chef Louis about some very interesting things to eat. Right now we have food for your mind and your soul, though, because it's time on Good Day to welcome back Dr. Jay Kumar, who is our inspirational... we have gurus for everything, right? Don't we always call this person? So he's, but literally, he's sort of a guru. He's a real guru and has his fingers on the pulse when it comes to how your mind works, how you reason. He has workshops all the time. I wish I were going to be around for the next one, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, because people have always challenged me, Jay, about yoga. As a matter of fact, I think you and I even have had a conversation about yoga. I don't really understand it. It's sort of one of those put-offish things, but
right.
Really it isn't as complicated as it's. And I guess I wonder, how do you think it got into this plane of being hard? People think, oh, my God, yoga.
You know, I know. Thanks so much for bringing that up. And I actually want to just say one thing. The word guru, believe it or not, comes from this word from the ancient Indian language. And guru means someone who dispels ignorance and darkness.
Perfect. Then I'm a guru.
You're a guru.
I'm a guru. Yes.
Doug's a guru. Jennifer's a guru. Richie's a guru.
I'll get carried away with that on Richie's part.
Well, you know, let's give Richie some credit over here.
All right.
I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Okay.
No, but really, it's this whole understanding that...
Got you fooled. Excuse me. Go ahead.
There's one.
Yeah, you know, we're all gurus in the making. You know, we're all gurus in disguise. I put it
yes.
that way.
There is a song. Wait a minute. I got it right now. You're a guru in disguise. Go get the Elvis Presley music.
Because we're all in our own way dispelling darkness and ignorance on in the world. And yoga, so I'm so glad you brought this up, because not only you know, have I been a certified yoga instructor, I don't teach anymore, but I also teach aspects of yoga philosophy.
Give us a quick summation.
Yoga means union. The word yoga actually means union. That's the literal translation of the word yoga means union. And way, way back when the whole practice of yoga was being founded, you know, several millennia ago in ancient India, it never was this whole concept, these fancy yoga poses and, you know, pretzel twisty poses.
Twisting around your body, yeah.
No, yoga was all about the union of your mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. That's all what it was about.
So how is it achieved, Jay?
How it was achieved in many ways. One is to go within yourself and find those places that are not fully connected, that you're not connected to. So one way in which we do that is to be aware of our breath. Our breath is such an important...
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, how we choose to breathe really determines how we choose to live, how we choose to be, and how we choose to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to the breath and the power of our thoughts. Two things of which we have great control over in our lives, and things we talked about in great detail on the show as well.
One of the things that you have to be conscious in order for this to work. You must be conscious, and it's hard for some people because breathing is like your heart beating, and it's an automatic part of the automatic nervous system. But when you become aware of it,
right. And so I've got a number of great videos on my website that you can go to, how to do deep conscious breathing, meditation. I always said, I have a great joke. My dad, I think I told you about this on the show, but my parents are both medical doctors. And my dad, so I have a great respect for all forms of healing, whether it's traditional Western medicine or complementary medicine. But my dad, bless his heart, has this, when we were growing up, had this great phrase. He said, I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of summarizes so many of us how we see the breath. We're just not connected to it. We're just so unconscious of how we breathe. And so being conscious is really about being aware and being awake.
Well, but to that end, to be conscious about what you say, because words are things, thoughts are things. So if he says, I have no room to breathe, that can have negative consequences.
Yeah. If you heard someone say, I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe, that would indicate that person's life doesn't feel control in his life, he or she.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sets up, and we talked about this, how the power of thought really begins to shape our neurobiology. If we begin to think that I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe, or I don't have time to just sit and just enjoy nature or enjoy life or just really be connected to the totality and wholeness of who I am, we just miss out on what it means to be alive, what it means to be awake. And so maybe when we come back for the remaining part of the show, I wrote a really great piece today called The Great Global Awakening.
All right.
It really is about how we're all becoming awake, both individually and collectively, as people and as a planet.
And part of that is demonstrated by all the use of the social media, because that is part of the awakening. Twitter and Facebook, it's a tool, and you wonder if it isn't time, it's time has come, in a sense, to address what you are focused on. We're talking about spiritual health. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. Check out his website, drjkumar.com. Continuing in an important way with a focus now on your face. If you are a gentleman or a woman, a lady, what with the comparable, if it's a woman, then it's a man. Lady, gentlemen.
Ladies and
right?
gentlemen.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, if you are over 35 and you have deep wrinkles, maybe you just have fine lines on your face, and you would like to correct that situation, please listen up to this info from beauty expert David Pollack, who's created products for some of the really big companies that have beauty and skincare as their routine. The new product, which I introduced here on this program, I guess a couple of months ago, Fountain of Youth. This uses clinically proven technology that will increase your skin hydration by 90%, reducing wrinkles and making your face look and feel smoother. You ready for that? Wait a minute. Before you say yes, here's another tidbit. The folks at the Organic Attitude Company have decided to offer you your first bottle of Fountain of Youth free. You'll pay for it to be shipped to you. That's it. Try this miracle anti-aging serum by going online, visit this website, organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and you'll put your address in. They'll send you this bottle free. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody. Again, you'll pay a couple of bucks for shipping and handling, but you don't have to engage. You're not going to be sold by any salesman. It's just yes or no. I want a free bottle to make my face feel and look younger. Organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day for your free bottle of the Fountain of Youth Serum.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. 21-21. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Looks like about 17 after the hour. We have Dr. J.Q. Maher with us every week at this time to talk about things that are of interest and importance that aren't talked about much on the radio, sadly. But this is sort of the fabric and fiber of life stuff. Yoga, breathing, thinking, and doing, acting, if you will. So you had a point that you were made. You're actually, for somebody who's a novice, you're pretty good at this. You say, okay, in just a moment, we're going to talk about this.
I know, he's got it, doesn't he?
Right, he does.
So. I got a time, you know, exactly.
Right.
But
yeah.
One thing I was talking about before the break is that we're all becoming awake. Awakening. We're seeing massive global awakenings, personal and planetary awakening. And Doug, you mentioned this earlier before the break. Mm. The internet, Facebook, Twitter, all this is allowing us as humanity, as a collective, become more awake. Do you guys remember, there's a movie back in the 80s. It was a Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks film called Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I
remember Sleepless in Seattle. It was a Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks
that
movie.
I think this came out before that.
Yeah.
And there's a really great quote from that I'd love to share with you. It's one of my favorite quotes of all times. And the line goes from the movie, almost the whole world is asleep. Everyone you know, everyone you see, everyone you talk to, only a few of us are awake, and we live in total and constant amazement.
Yeah. Amazement is a great word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing, amazement.
Amazing. You know, just to be amazed at the beauty and the diversity and just the fullness and richness of life. And that really is what I'm trying to, you know, have our listeners and people I come across to my workshops or my students, my university courses, is to become just amazed and awake at the beauty and the immensity and just the richness of what life has to offer. And I think the whole awakening which is happening on the planet as people are becoming they're awakening from this deep sleep. They're seeing life mm-hmm. as this beautiful, amazing opportunity for abundance, prosperity, empowerment. All the old paradigms that we've been so used to, say control, fear, domination, manipulation, all of that is finally beginning to erode.
You know, here's something that I just thought of this with what you were saying. All these people that are protesting the greed of those who have the money and the differences between the haves and the have-nots and the middle class going away, it's the poor class, the rich class, they don't understand the principle that you're talking about. That is the principle of abundance that is available. There's no limit. There is no limit to the riches and resources that are available. It's up to you to create your own riches and resources. And you can say, well, I'm being knocked down by the man, or they keep it off. Mm-hmm. But you can work on your own like I do. I talk about the man all the time. I resent the fact that there are a lot of big businesses that are influencing big government to put me in my little farm or my little radio business out of business. But you can keep fighting it, or you keep working at it, and then you prevail. But giving up doesn't fix the problem, doesn't fix it at all. All right, Jay.
Right.
Back with Jay in a few moments here. It's the 21 After on the Good Day program.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis. Non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale,
yes,
of a fateful ship that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Doesn't this song just make you smile?
Yes, it sure does, as does the show. Russell Johnson, I remember interviewing him,
professor,
10 years ago maybe. I don't remember how long ago it was, but you certainly recognize him if you see him. He still looks pretty much the same
as he did. I had a crush on him when I was little.
Did you really?
I thought he was a hottie totty, he was smart.
I was professor. All about Marianne.
Yeah, I like Marianne. So the professor on Gilligan's Island is 87 today. Russell Johnson turning over that leaf, and hopefully he's enjoying his life now. At that age, you ought to be enjoying your life to the fullest. So happy birthday to him and the professor.
Hold on. We got to finish it.
Yeah.
The professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Island.
All right, Donna Fargo. Her real name is Yvonne Vaughn. Did you know that? What a great name.
I did not.
Yvonne Vaughn. I'd have kept that instead of Donna Fargo.
Yvonne Vaughn.
Early on, big country singer, got a Grammy Award for this song, The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA, back in 1972. Had success with another song you'd recognize called Funny Face. So, from 45 to now makes her 66. Happy birthday to her. Greg Lake, one of the members of ELP.
Hello.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Born the state 47. That makes him 64, right?
Hello.
Bass player.
Yeah.
With the group from the beginning, Lucky Man, that kind of stuff. You know who else having a birthday today, Richie, is Dave Loggins.
Yeah, I like that.
Born in the state. He's come to Boston. He is Kenny Loggins' cousin, in case you're wondering. There is a connection.
There is, yes.
So happy birthday to him. Number one fan, the man from Tennessee. Mario Cipollina, bass player for Huey Lewis and the Luz.
Nice Jewish kid.
As opposed to, yes, right, very much New York, as it were, and New Jersey, the heart of rock and roll. Where's Huey Lewis from? Anybody know?
I'm thinking
no idea.
Midwest, but
you think?
Let me start the next song, and I'll look it up while we do it.
Okay, what about Ohio?
How about you do the theme from Different Worlds, Richie? Sinbad.
Knows parents love her. Oh, yeah.
It was Coach Oaks. Discovered on what show, Jennifer?
I don't know.
You don't know?
This show started with Cosby Show.
No. It was Sinbad.
Star Search. Bob.
Star Search.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Bob McMahon's brother.
I didn't know that.
Yes. You know what? That reminds me. I don't know. Ed was raised by his grandmother in Lowell, Massachusetts. And I don't know. I don't think he had any brothers or sisters. That was going to be facetious. His brother Bob, and I don't think he had a brother Bob. The actor
Huey Lewis.
Where's
it looks like he was born in San Francisco. Oh, no, he was born in New York City and then lived in San Francisco, Marin County, and then went back to New York.
All right. There you go. So. Jack Scalia, you'd recognize him, character actor, born in the state in 1951. He hosted a show called Stunt Masters because that's how he started his career and became an actor in the Devlin Connection. He was in Dallas a lot.
All My Children.
Yeah, you'd absolutely recognize this guy. Mackenzie Phillips.
This is a great
Laura.
Speaking, too.
It is. Her real name is Laura Phillips, One Day at a Time. She was an American Graffiti. She has had a tough time as the daughter of John Phillips from the mom.
This is gross.
Yeah, the story's gross.
Aww.
It is, yep. All right, let's see where we are here. Next is Frank Maudsley, bass player for Flock of Seagulls.
Now,
man, does this leave me blank?
You know. This is a classic 80s group, Doug, and you'll remember them because they had the hair.
Flock of Seagulls haircut.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
all right.
Very famous.
Anyway, he's 50 there. I recognize this riff for sure. Tracy Morgan's birthday is today from 30. I find him annoying and uninteresting.
He is a little funny, though.
He's a little, but very little. Ellen Papio is Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy. She's 42 today. And Walton Goggins is Detective Shane Vendrell on The Shield, 40 today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere.
If you've ever watched cable TV's detective, Adrian Monk, who avoids cracks in the sidewalk and is terrified of germs, you've had a glimpse into the world of obsessive compulsive disorder.
It's jungle out there. Poison in the very air we breathe. You know what's in the water that you drink. Well, I do.
OCD is no joke. I'm Aileen Ellis. Welcome to Primetime Focus. The illness can cause deep anxiety and an obsession with the smallest of details. But now some people are getting help from a psychiatric service dog. PSD dogs can turn on lights, check for intruders, and even interrupt OCD patients from repetitive behaviors by nudging their elbows. 5 years ago, one patient with OCD started the Psychiatric Service Dog Society. Unlike dogs that serve the blind, PSD dogs are trained by their owners to meet their specific psychiatric needs. Some patients think psychiatric service dogs are invaluable.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5 gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now 33 after the hour, as we continue along the road to peace and happiness and intelligence, and I like John Tesh's radio program. He refers to it as intelligence for your life, intelligence at home, intelligence here and there, and that's what I would like to think this program is about. It's not always. We have our moments when it doesn't sound like this.
We strive for intelligence.
We sometimes have a flat tire on that road,
sure,
or run out of gas or whatever it is. But then we're saved by people like Dr. Jay Kumar, who is here back. Our focus here has been on the principles. I mean, it's the same discussion, but with a different angle all the time. But the principle is the same here. Think, act, have integrity. And some of this stuff has to do with just your physical being, your breathing, which leads to deeper thinking. And we were talking about abundance and how this, a lot of the anger, we were kind of coordinating a little bit here, two or three different things. The world is changing. There's lots of energy aimed at change, which is good. The communication that brings that about is the new social structure, social media. And then there are some things, Jay, that they're just... As we understand it, you and me, and I think a lot of people who are listening, get the idea of abundance. There's plenty for everybody. It isn't right. Like one person gets it and keeps somebody else from doing it. You have the ability to do the same thing. Look at all these people who have started. Steve Jobs may be an example. I'm thinking about even the garage bands that start in the Northwest. You can take any field and find people that started something and stuck with it, loved it, worked at it, and it became a way for them to become abundant.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about earlier, it's like everyone needs to understand that they have the power to create and to manifest their abundance. And that's the awakening happening right now on the planet. There is so much, you know, you said the word change. I actually like the word transformation or the word awakening, which is also the same thing about change, but change for the better, change for something real more empowering. And this whole idea is that we as a collective whole, the planet, humanity, is awakening to a whole new worldview of what it means to be a human. the whole the old paradigms of domination, control, fear, manipulation, I believe are giving way to abundance, prosperity, equality, empowerment, integrity, wholeness,
but
and all
people
that.
Will say, Jay, it doesn't seem that way, doesn't look that way, doesn't feel that way.
So here's the thing. You have to shift your attitude. Again, once you become awake and see what reality, what's really happening here, this is, if you do you choose to live in a fear space or do you choose to live in a place of trust and prosperity and abundance? And I like to say, this is a great phrase, the shift is about to hit the fan big time. And it depends.
Remember that, Richie. Write that down. The shift is hitting the fan.
And big time.
Yeah.
And depending what side of the fan you're standing on, that's going to determine how easily you come out of, how cleanly you come out of this, I should say. Yeah. You know, do you want to stand on the side of the fan that's in fear, manipulation, anger, hostility, hatred, violence? Or do you want to be on the side of the fan when the shift hits, which is trust, you know, clarity, affirmation, intention, abundance, prosperity, awakening, amazement, joy, all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of the side that I want to be on, that's right. All of you to be on as well.
I'm certainly happy to be. I've been on the wrong side of the shift.
I have two words for you, Dudley.
And the long
after listening to Jay talk about this awakening.
That's the other side of the fan.
Right, it is. Yes, Rich, and those two words are?
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you embrace what you just described?
Yeah. Do you embrace the movies that were built around that theory, the Matrix?
Oh yeah. You know, we can talk about maybe the next show or something.
Yeah.
I'm teaching a course right now on neuroscience, quantum physics, and consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Looking to see how
right up your alley, Rich.
Theories in quantum physics and science are really revolutionizing how we view the world and how we see things. And I can just talk days about this. So I would love to do that maybe on the next.
Right, so we'll save that. Right. We'll save that for our next visit. Thank you, Jay. Dr. Jay Kumar.com. Up next on Good Day, Tara Kristen Lipinski. You know her for lots of different reasons. She is a very important Olympian, and we meet her in a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The next Deaf and Good Day program. There are opportunities that we all have to meet people that we all know. We think we know, anyway. And such is the case, I think, for most people who remember Tara Kristen Lipinski as an American figure skater. She was 15, Jennifer, when she won the ladies' singles Olympic gold medal figure skating at the 1998 Winter Olympics. So we can do a little math, Richie, and figure out how old she is today. She is the youngest individual gold medalist in the history of the Olympics, the Winter Games. She's also the 1997 world champion, two-time champion series finale, finalist 97-98, U.S. champion. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
She rocks is what you're trying to say.
Apparently, she is very good when it comes to... Tara, it's got to say something about your legs, doesn't it?
I don't know. I guess they're strong.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Are you still strong? Do you still get out on the ice a whole lot?
I do, actually, now more than I have in the past few years, and it's been nice. So, yeah, I don't know. I've been doing it my whole life. I don't really know anything else.
You don't think about it. It just happens.
But so did you have to do exercise? Just the fact that you are skating as much as you do, that allows your legs to be strong enough to do it, or do you have to do things that will keep your legs stronger so you won't have to worry about being tired when you're skating?
Well, when I was training, I just skated. Mm-hmm. I did, like, ballet and a few off-ice things, but no weight training or anything like that. So nowadays I work out here and there, but skating's the best exercise.
So tell everybody what you've been doing or what the rest of your life is about. We all know you as a skater. We all know you as an attractive, warm human being, but what else do we want to know or ought to know about you?
I don't know. I mean, recently I have, I toured for many years, and then I moved out to L.A., and I have a place on the East Coast, but I just really wanted to figure out something else that I was passionate about that still involved skating, and I started commentating. I got into broadcasting about 2 years ago, and that's just been really exciting and changed a lot of things for me and opened new doors. And so I've been commentating with NBC on figure skating and hosting some shows and getting on the ice here and there. I'll be on the Today Show this this December, which will be fun. I'm choreographing a number with Travis Wall, which is one of the choreographers, So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh,
so I'm kind of excited about that just because it'll be a new concept and new ideas and movement.
All right, so we've had Dancing with the Stars. I'm not being facetious, but when are we going to get Skating with the Stars?
They already did.
Really?
Yeah,
I missed
last
that.
Year.
When was it any good? I don't even remember seeing that.
It was on last year.
Say again, Jennifer?
Rebecca Budig from All My Children won, I think, the final.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was on the beginning of the year.
I don't think it did extremely well, but it did okay.
Uh-huh. So what else? Okay, so you look around, you see all these cable channels, you see all these programs that are, you wonder, how in the world did somebody come up with that idea? So there's got to be a new twist. You have to be working on some new twist of skating on television.
I mean, there's always ideas flying around, and you have the traditional shows, which is what's coming on this weekend, which is really exciting. It's called Fashion on Ice, and it's on NBC. I didn't skate in it, but I co-hosted it with Carolina Korkova, a supermodel who is like a foot and a half taller than me, which is interesting. But it's just a great idea, and I think what skating needs is just fresh and young concepts, and they combined fashion with skating, and they had designers Betsy Johnson and Jay Mendel outfit all those skaters, and then we had Aretha Franklin sing, and it was just a really fun event.
Yeah, you put Aretha Franklin on skates, though, right?
No,
that's a whole different show.
Oh, okay.
No, Tara, is the fashion skate fashion, or is it regular runway fashion on ice?
Well, what they did is they have, it's like a regular format of a skating show. So you have all, you know, world and national champions, and they're doing numbers. But the designers, they honored Betsy Johnson for the first half, and then they they did that for J. Mandel II, and the two designers designed all the outfits for the skaters. So it was
fun.
Just really a unique look and exciting, and you learned about Betsy and Jay, and it was just a cool show.
Yeah,
because
sounds...
of all the sports, you guys get the best outfits. Absolutely. You get sequins and pretty.
It's pretty fun.
So, under the circumstances, the interest from the audience's point of view, I'm always... What?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm always...
what
I was going to bring up. It's shocking that this many people... I wouldn't have thought you'd be able to make a successful dance show, and you look at the people who are interested in skating, especially in the Olympics.
How irrelevant
wow.
you and I are.
Thank you, Rich.
We're totally irrelevant when it comes to TV.
Yeah, apparently we are. Not only TV, but in general. I mean, look at the interest... what I was saying, I remember... I don't know if it was Costas who was talking about this, but I heard somebody... talking sort of off the cuff about the attendance at these skating events and then the attention paid to the broadcasts in terms of volume of viewers. It is something. Why do you think that is, Tara? What is there that gets people so excited about seeing people skating?
I don't know. I think especially during the Olympics that happens. I'm not sure. I don't know if I mean, I love skating, so I think it's fantastic. I don't know. I think it's a great mix of things. You have the competition, and you have athletes that have trained their whole life and are very competitive, and then you have that mix with, you know, artistry, so it looks like a show or a ballet, and it's so it's athletic and beautiful at the same time, maybe. I don't know.
How hard is the work? How hard is it? I remember skating as a kid on ponds on my farm, and my ankles would always hurt. Maybe that's because they didn't have enough socks on or the skates weren't tight enough or whatever it is. But I mean, I see these people who you have to spend hours.
Tara, who's the guy? There's a guy skater, and I heard him on the news the other day. He just did a quadruple.
Lutz. Yeah,
which
everyone is there, you know, especially the men. They're pushing the envelope and quads and, you know, all crazy triple combinations. And it's pretty exciting to watch the men's event. Quad Lutz.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's got to be hell on your, if you're a chiropractor, you probably got plenty of business from people who are skaters. It's got to doing all that. It's got to be tough on your legs, your knees, your ankles, your back, your neck.
I'm sorry to take you to this place, but I know Doug is going to enjoy this part of the conversation because he's a freak about.
Watch out.
Yeah, he's a freak about head injuries.
Okay.
And he always jumps on football because. Of the concussions and whatnot. Now, I know you probably had to have fallen and taken a couple of good hits to the head, and ice skating, that's a tough, tough surface that you're on. And what's the danger there? And when you get to this level, over the course of your career, having your head hit that ice?
Well, as a single skater, I don't skate pairs, so the chances of me hitting my head are a little less than that. But definitely when I was younger and I was learning new jumps, I hit the ice pretty hard a few times, but nothing too serious. It's when I was little, I used to watch the pair skaters, you know, where the guys throw these girls over their heads. And,
yeah.
Oh, man, there was accidents all the time, and the ambulance was always at the rink, and it was very scary. That's why I never did that, ever.
See, I can't imagine figure skating really donning helmets. I don't think that would work.
No. Takes away from the glamour.
I don't know if that would work. I mean, some girls wear, I mean, if they've had head injuries before, they'll wear them in practice. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you are every bit of what people think you are in terms of being focused and being someone who's a great representative of the sport. And so this NBC show is on this Sunday, and it's all a choreographed group of routines with people in original design costumes, right? That's really what this is. It's... the 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is that Eastern time?
Yes.
4 until 6, so it's a two-hour deal.
Yeah, my wife will be planted in front of the television, I'm sure, for that.
I might be with her.
Yeah. All right, so if you want some more information about this, connect to DissOnSkating, DissOnSkating, DissOnSkating.com, and you'll be able to put the pieces together. If you're a skating fan, you'll love this show. Very nice to have met you, Tara. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yep, take good care. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving.
Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Penn State scandal. Joe Paterno. He is the coach no longer. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. To say Penn State University has been stained by what has happened is an understatement. By now, you know what this incredibly disturbing scandal is all about. A former assistant football coach at Penn State, Jerry Sandusky, facing 40 counts of sex crimes with boys. For those who have actually read the 30-page indictment, it will leave you with overwhelming sadness and anger. There have been resignations along with charges against others, but those who had not yet resigned or been relieved of their duties were now under fire. Namely, University President Graham Spanier and iconic Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. The coach, who turns 85 next month, head coach since 1966, released a statement early yesterday announcing his resignation effective at the end of the season. And then, late last night, Penn State's vice chair of the Board of Trustees, John Surma, made this announcement.
Board of Trustees and Graham Spanier have decided that effective immediately, Dr. Spanier is no longer president of the university.
Spanier out, but the board wasn't done.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
You can hear some of the reaction. The man known as Joe Pa fired, and the reaction was immediate for some students, with riots breaking out in State College, Pennsylvania. Over 1,000 students took to the streets in support of Paterno.
We're here to get Joe Pa for our last home game. It's that simple.
There is nothing simple about this story, but put simply, Joe Paterno did have to go in the wake of what happened. He and the university's president have not been charged with anything, but in the court of public opinion, they were a big part of this climate of silence and cover-up. Paterno's assistant coach, Tom Bradley, will take over the coaching duties. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. What's happening right now is simply amazing. Mortgage interest rates are just about as low as they've ever been. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. I'm excited to tell you about something else that's just as amazing. We're proud to be the title sponsor of the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic. It's a first-of-its-kind college basketball game that's played right on the flight deck of the U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson. The Michigan State Spartans and North Carolina Tar Heels will take to the hardwood this Veterans Day, November 11th, to recognize the amazing accomplishments of America's active service members, our veterans, and their families. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027 to learn more about the lowest interest rates that we've seen in decades. And don't forget to watch the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic on ESPN, November 11th.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, European debt fears driving the market down. The Dow plummeted 389 points yesterday. Today, closing at 11,781, S&P down 47, NASDAQ with a 106-point loss. The latest Republican presidential debate held in Michigan last night. And yes, Herman Cain did respond to a question about the four women accusing him of sexual harassment. Cain calling the accusations unfounded and then quickly got back on message.
This is why my 999 plan makes every sector grow. How about helping everybody?
Among the other candidates, Texas Governor Rick Perry suffering a memory failure and trying to come up with the three government agencies he would do away with as part of his economic plan.
The third agency of government, yes. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. Oops.
And that's a good way to describe the much-hyped national test of the emergency alert system yesterday. The test was intended to include all radio and TV outlets broadcasting the same message, but in some cases, only tones were heard. In other cases, nothing was heard, and DirecTV reportedly played this. This is only a test, and this is Lady Gaga's Paparazzi. The FCC and FEMA say it's back to the drawing board. Ongoing testing, the only way, they say, to work out the bugs in the system. And finally, that's the sound of a chainsaw used yesterday to cut down a 74-foot spruce in the small town of Mifflinville, Pennsylvania. That spruce will be the New York City Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It came from the side yard of the home of 79-year-old Nancy Keller, who said there's irony here. Her late husband Doyle actually disliked that tree.
He said it wasn't trimmed nice, and so he got a cherry picker in. He trimmed it from the bottom up, and they trimmed it from the top down, and then he said, I like it a lot better.
That tree was placed on a flatbed, a 170-mile ride into Manhattan, and on November 30th, adorned with 30,000 lights, everyone will get to see Nancy's tree as it officially lights up the season. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's time for extra savings at the PetSmart Veterans Day sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 30% on all Top Paw dog beds and save up to 30% on all pet holiday brand products like toys, treats, and apparel. Plus, save 50% on select tropical fish. Don't miss these Veterans Day deals and more. Wednesday through Tuesday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid November 9th through the 15th.
Ready for